Now it's time to open the post bag as we turn to some of this week's letters to the evening news. Letter 1. Cyclists came in for a bit of a bashing in a recent article in the paper, and Paul Bunn of Bunwell takes issue with the author of the article. Today's article by Richard Porritt was the second I've read recently outside his normal sphere of political reporting, and in both articles he shows an attitude of extreme bias and is ill-informed. Why does he feel he has the right to condemn all cyclists for the behaviour of a few when, by his own admission, he has not ridden a bike since his younger years and has obviously no idea what it's like to ride on our potholed, overcrowded roads? As a cyclist of many decades, I and all the cyclists that I know do not throw energy gel packs into thickets on country lanes, but take them home for bin disposal. We do not mount pavements on lightweight carbon wheels costing at least £400 a pair, and we never cross traffic lights on red. Cyclists are compelled to look after their own safety on the roads, as there is one certainty in that if we are involved in a collision with a motorised vehicle, inevitably the cyclist comes out worst. I suggest that if Mr. Porritt cannot do his research thoroughly and write a fair and better informed article, perhaps he should stick to political commentating, which in the current political mess, I don't even have to bother to read.
In our second letter, the mention is of another contentious issue recently regarding school uniforms and whether a cheaper option than the official supplier's uniform should be allowed. June Rose of Norwich comments. The wearing of school uniform has always been a somewhat controversial subject. Going back to maybe pre-war, many pupils who attended higher schools paid for their education and could afford the school uniform prices. Post-war, however, it became possible for pupils in comprehensive schools to obtain scholarships, which afforded them a place in high schools. Some of these families were on lower incomes, and the cost of school uniforms difficult for them to afford. I remember a scheme organised by parents where second-hand uniforms were sold for a lower price. As others have remarked, I find it hard to understand why families have to be urged to buy the more expensive uniforms when they can be bought at a lower cost, suiting families with lower incomes, as long as the colour, style, logo and hem lengths are correct. Surely the price of their uniform will not influence exam results for any pupil who is determined to work hard.
Chris Wright of Caister says there is good news and bad news on the rail services, as he writes as follows. Good news that new trains continue to arrive and new services are planned. In particular, the new Stansted is to be served. It is still unclear to me, while Yarmouth remains just a shuttle service, surely these services could be extended to the town. The bad news is the Norwich-Liverpool service is still likely to be cut back to serve Derby and Matlock. How come Matlock justifies this service and Yarmouth does not? Meanwhile, I see proposals for the new line to Oxford continues to be planned with Yarmouth, unlikely to be served. No sign of the local council or MP, of course. It would, of course, help if Greater Anglia stopped cancelling trains, sometimes because they have no trains.
Finally, the new rail service to Stansted gets a thumbs up from Nicholas Fowle of Neatishead. I note with pleasure that there is to be a regular return train service between Norwich and Stansted. Surprised that this announcement was not given more prominence in your newspaper. I always thought this makes far more economic and environmental sense than Norwich Airport. And yes, remove those ridiculous traffic lights out at Five Ways Roundabout Barton Mills. Rarely a queue until they were placed there.